It was also enormously gratifying that men reacted positively to the talk, too. Dr. John Probosco of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine told me that my story about women being more reluctant than men to raise their hands rang true for him, so he decided to do away with the old hand-raising system during rounds. Instead, he started calling on male and female students evenly. He quickly realized that the women knew the answers just as well, or even better, than the men. In one day, he increased female participation. By making one small change to his behavior, he changed a much larger dynamic. Major changes can result from these kinds of nudge techniques, small interventions that encourage people to behave in slightly different ways at critical moments. The simple act of talking openly about behavioral patterns makes the subconscious conscious. For example, Google has an unusual system where engineers nominate themselves for promotions, and the company found that men nominated themselves more quickly than women. The Google management team shared this data openly with the female employees, and women's self-nomination rates rose significantly, reaching roughly the same rates as men's. All the feedback from TED convinced me that I should keep speaking up and encouraging others to do the same. It is essential to breaking the logjam. Talking can transform minds, which can transform behaviors, which can transform institutions.